Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Tim Irwin is here, too. Tim is a longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust, licensed psychologist and adjunct professor of psychology at University of Georgia. He's the managing partner over at Irwin, Inc. He's the author of a bunch of books, Derailed, Impact, Great Leadership Changes Everything, Extraordinary Influence, and on and on. There's one in there about running with the bulls, too. That's the first one we met Tim, but I'm pretty sure we've launched just about all of his books over the last several years. He's our good friend Tim Irwin. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to hear your voice. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for joining us. Good to have you back, as always. You're always welcome here. Tim, one of the things that that I've really been trying to impress on my audience, especially, hopefully, you know, we're getting more younger and more young people in the business ownership world, and to the degree that they listen to an old guy like me, I've been trying to help them understand that it's fine to look forward and to focus on what's new and what's exciting and all the innovative things. But what we have to remember is, in the marketplace, there's a set of things that are known, that are fundamental, and they've been fundamental for hundreds to thousands of years. And we just can't disregard those things just because they're old, as some people would define it, doesn't mean that we can disregard them. And one of the dramatic example I give is, how about cash flow? You know, cash was the king 10,000 years ago, and it's still king, isn't it? That's the fundamental things. And there's a lot of things in leadership that are like that.
I had a client, one of my first clients when I started in business, had a phrase. He says, if you make money every month, you'll never go out of business.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, but leadership is like that too, isn't it? I mean, there's some fundamentals of leadership that never change for a reason.
Well, that's right. And, Jim, listen, I've written a number of books on leadership, thousands of books have been written, articles and so on. But it's interesting, I was reflecting this week, at this time of year, I always try and think, what do I want to improve on this year? It's a good time to sort of think about the new year ahead. And I just started reflecting about some work that, believe it or not, was done in the 1940s that I think is still some of the most profound work ever done on leadership. And the simplicity is stunning. It says that if you're a leader or a manager, there are really only two major dimensions that really make a huge difference. One is how you structure the work, how you handle the task. The other is the relational side. It's how you manage the relationships of the people with whom you work. And that model, to me, is still so relevant. I spend a lot of time
Because it's simple. It's Occam's razor simple.
It really is. But oddly enough, as I spend time talking with senior executives, many of them are very large companies, but sometimes small companies as well, they have a problem with one of these dimensions. For example, somebody's really good on the task. I mean, they get the job done. They drive people hard. They set aggressive goals. But they don't do so well on the relationship side. Hmm. And so they don't build the commitment and the support and they get the allegiance of people. Mm-hmm. And I think we bring out the best in people when they are very committed to the organization and also to me.
Well, I completely agree. And corporate America can ill afford to deny this right now because they're increasingly lowering their numbers, the number of people in their organizations, and farming out a lot of stuff. And so the people who are left to staff the company, you know, if they don't get along, you can't dilute a bad actor today like you could 40 years ago. What do you think?
You know, I use a very simple analogy for this model. You've got the task side, which I think is like the engine of a car or truck. The relationship side is like the oil. And you can imagine what it would be like to run an engine without oil. I mean, that engine would run maybe for 10 or 15 seconds,
right.
And then it would come to a screeching halt. But obviously just having the oil is no good either. It's the combination of having both that makes great managers and leaders. And I think some of your younger listeners and even the ones who are experienced need to be thinking about, what dimension do I need to improve on the most? In other words, am I good at getting the task accomplished, or am I good at building the allegiance and support and commitment for the people I work with?
A friend of mine has had a small business, and we were talking about, he was a client of mine actually in my consulting days, and we were talking about one individual who worked for him who was a senior person, and he said that guy wants to be a leader, but he can't get anybody to follow him.
Yeah, well, that's a very common problem, and a lot of the people I talk to who are really driven in what they're trying to accomplish, they focus on the task. And we need to. I mean, we've got work to do. The task, if you're a manufacturing organization, if you're a local dry cleaner, if you're a big, whatever you are, you've got to get the work of that organization done. You've got to get, so I'm having some roofing work done. We had a big rainstorm here in Atlanta recently, and they had to have an estimator come out. You know, they've got to get some roofers up on that roof. They got to take the flashing loose. I mean, they got to get that done. But building the loyal support and commitment of the people is equally important, and that's the relational side.
I find
a lot of people don't.
Go ahead. Fish.
I find a lot of people, a lot of managers and leaders, don't do such a great job on that.
You know, I've seen the breakdown between these two at the high level in corporate America, and there's one big publishing company that I've been associated with over the years, long time. And I saw them install a person near the top who was very capable. And that person almost ran that company into the ground because they had zero relationship acumen. And the point is failing on what you're telling them, especially the higher the level of the person, the more existential it is for the company. What do you think?
One of the ideas that's emerged in the corporate world, Daniel Goleman, I developed this idea about 20 years ago. It's called emotional intelligence, or EQ.
Hold on to that thought.
Really lined up on this.
Let's talk about that when
Pardon?
We come back, because I want to point out something when we come back about that. And that's coming up right after the break.
All right.
With our good friend Tim Irwin. Tim, I need your website quickly, please.
DrTimIrwin.com. DrTimIrwin.com.
All right, so check it out. You can find all of his books there. Tim Irwin, and I will be right back. See you with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.